You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, we're back. We're talking about the Sabbath and the study that we're conducting on it. And talking specifically last time about Revelation and how a lot of the book of Revelation is prophecy. It points to the future and the things that are going to happen in the future. And I brought up that if Adam and Eve would not have sinned, they'd still be alive today. We'd all be Sabbath keepers, no pagan holidays, no sin, no, where can I start? And not just the Sabbath, we'd all be keeping all of God's commandments. And even if we look at just the 10, which are extremely important, they're the ones God wrote with his finger in stone on two tablets, you know, people only have a problem. Well, I guess if you're a Catholic or Eastern Orthodox, you got a problem with two of the commandments, the graven images and the Sabbath. So then you would keep 8 commandments, not 10. But if you're Protestant, whether it's Baptist, Lutheran, Episcopalian, Methodist, whatever it is, you only got a problem with one. You keep 9 commandments, not 10. You keep a counterfeit day, Sunday, and substitute Sunday for Saturday as a day of worship, something that's not in the Bible, and that's what we've been talking about here. But think of which commandments are bad, which is flawed, which is wrong, which should we get rid of? Should we get rid of adultery? You know, how much pain and suffering is caused by adultery, broken marriages, children hurt, spouses hurt. Should we get rid of the commandment on murder? How about we get rid of that one? Look at how many people suffer. And first, the one that suffers the most is the person that gets murdered, but their family and all of the things after that. The suffering, the children, the spouses, the parents, the entire family go through because of murder. What about stealing? Should we get rid of that one? You know, jails are full of people that are stealing, guilty of theft, whether it's financial crimes, fraud, things like that, or just breaking and entering, stealing, hijacking, robbing banks. You know, the jails are full of people that are there because they stole. And we all know this. It's self-evident. In fact, it's right now, the only place that's not happening, maybe, is California, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, where the prosecutors are refusing to prosecute people that are there because they have stolen. See, people have a problem with obedience. They're rebellious. They're stiff-necked. They don't want to obey God. And Satan has convinced the world that there's one of these commandments, one of the 10 commandments, you can just ignore. You can forget. It's the one that has God's name on it. It's the one that identifies who he is. The 4th commandment, the Sabbath day. I don't know how to explain how important this commandment is. Please check it out yourself. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.